Hundreds of thousands of children and seniors are among the 840,000 Virginians who rely on SNAP, what some still call food stamps, to help put food on the table. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture has not yet sent guidance to the states on issuing SNAP allocations for November. Cassie Edner is a public benefits attorney for the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
Anytime you talk to a food bank, they're talking about how they're already overwhelmed with the amount of people going there. We talk about how individuals, even who have SNAP benefits, have to rely on SNAP and food banks. So we're really concerned about what a strain this is going to be, not only Virginia families, but food banks that support those families.
Pennsylvania has halted SNAP payments for November for eligible citizens until the congressional funding bill stalemate is over.
USDA has a multi-year contingency fund. It is a fund that's available to help pay for some of the costs to the state and to pay for the federal benefit amount. The last we heard, the contingency fund had roughly $5 to $6 billion in it that would cover a portion of the month of November based off of the previous estimates that we had.
Edner also says new applicants for SNAP are also in limbo right now without direction about next month, coming from the USDA. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.